I'm now going to introduce you to Carl Roberts. Now, Carl is into the Hallmark care homes, aren't you? What's your job title there, Carl?
Well, I'm a customer relationship manager.
I knew it was a lovely title like that. That's fantastic.
Very, very fuzzy, very nice, definitely.
So now you're opening up one of the Hallmark care homes, and you're one of the sponsors of Phoenix FM, aren't
yes,
you?
Yes, yes, we are.
So you're opening up one of these care homes, and we asked you to come in because I think this is a fantastic thing. My mother ended up in a care home because she had dementia and all the rest of it. And it's not the easiest job to do in the world. Mm. So you've been telling us about this new care home you're putting together, and it looks absolutely fantastic.
Thanks, Mike. Yeah, we've been speaking on and off since November now, and I'm no less excited than when I was when I first came in.
Yeah.
Every week there is something new coming in. Every week there is a little extra bit that's been added onto the home, and yeah, we're really excited for when the summer comes round and we can open our doors to our first residents.
Now, when we spoke last time, you had an open day coming up. Have you still got that coming up, or has it been moved back?
No, we've got that open weekend coming up this weekend on the 8th and 9th of February.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And it's a really good opportunity for local residents, members of the community, to come down, meet with members of the team, and just have a look at our wonderful show suites.
I'm going to put some of the pictures of your of the place that you've put together. It's absolutely phenomenal. It looks like a 5-star hotel.
Well, we do try and get that hotel quality and homely feel there, and it's all about quality of care, quality of life, and quality of environment. And you know, it's all well and good to have, you know, a fantastic looking care home, but it's all about the care as well.
Yeah.
But I think absolutely Hallmark has got it down to a T to create that hotel environment and that homely feel.
It is beautiful. And you brought a brochure with you.
Yes, and obviously these will be handed out on the day. It will just give you a little bit of an insight into the types of care we offer. Talks a bit more about relationship-centered care.
Yeah. What's that, if you don't mind saying?
So within the care sector, you had person-centered care.
Yeah.
And that was very much the sort of industry-wide methodology of care. And we've sort of taken that and spun it to the next iteration, which is all about relationships.
Oh, all right.
So it'll be about the resident's relationship with their own family, yeah, their relationship with us as carers, and their relationship with the wider community and health professionals, and how that all equates to a 360 holistic care plan.
So. It sounds really, really good. It's always a really it's always a really awkward time in someone's life when that, you yeah, know, your relative needs 24-hour care. Mm. You don't want to let them go into a care home, but you can't just stop your life and everyone else's life around them to look after them. It's always a gut-wrenching moment when you realise they have to go in.
Yeah, it's a really emotional time of life. And for me, families and transition are really important. You know, it's my role to be there with a family from that initial inquiry all the way through to the moment that individual moves into the home. And it might be that I speak to families for 2 or 3 years until they move into one of our homes. Sometimes it can take that long, but every step of the way, we're there to hold their hand and go, have you thought of this support group? Have you thought of this service that you could access before mum needs care or before dad needs care? But if we can hold that relationship throughout that journey, when it comes to that individual then moving to us, we're already part of the family by that point.
Yeah, so, yeah. that must make it a lot easier, because there's nothing worse than just, well, even me, if I move, you always feel awkward.
Yeah.
Because you're in a place where nobody knows you, you don't know anyone else, and you're just getting to know everything and where the shops are. And so this must be really gut-wrenching for the person involved.
Certainly that transition's really important. So it's the little thing. So on the run-up to the home opening, we're going to be hosting Meet Your Neighbour events. So,
oh, really? That's quite good.
Yeah, so when you do reserve a room, we will start doing afternoon teas, movie nights, dinners. So you can start meeting the people that are going to be your neighbours, essentially. And when it comes to actually that transition in, it is those small things. So, you know, a lot of, you know, we don't have the home full of hospital beds.
Right.
We have divans.
Yeah.
So actually just that transition of going from home to the care home and having a regular bed.
It's more normal,
It's part of normal life. And then when you do need that profiling hospital style of bed, we do have that available as well. So it's about having that smooth transition and making sure that the little things are are taken care of.
Well, last time you showed me some of the bedrooms in your brochure there.
Yeah.
They're better than my bedroom. Yeah. What's going on here?
But it comes back to that hotel environment.
It is a hotel room. It just looks like a hotel room.
Yeah.
So you've got the open weekend this weekend. Mm. Have you got a website? So if anybody wants to have a look?
Yep. So you can go along to the Hallmark Care Homes website and click on Find a Care Home Near You. And then obviously just select Hutton View. At the open day, you'll have a chance to meet with myself, with Jenny Mann, who's our general manager, with Hannah, who's our new deputy, Mandy, the business administrator, Arif, our hospitality manager, and Heather, one of our receptionists. So, you know, the team is starting to grow. And if you are looking for a change in career this year as well, just go along to the huttonviewcareers.co.uk website, register your interest, because we're really looking for the best people around Brentwood to come and work at the home.
And a telephone number.
Yes, telephone number is 01277 508 775. Give us a call and we look forward to seeing you at the weekend.
Carl, it's always fantastic to hear something that's going to make the area even better. When you've done a few months in there, come and see us and we'll have another chat about it.
Perfect, will do, Mike. Thanks for having us.